Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Very good morning to all. Oh. Brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Huh? So now it's morning puja. Huh? We will do the invocation for them to listen to the Dhamma. Turn to page 6. I will read the English translation of the invocation. In the universe, in their entirety, let the deities and the devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which is heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching, the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine and the teaching. This is the time to listen to the doctrine and the teaching.
Samantha Chakvalisu Atra Gacchan Tu Devata Sadhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakkamokkhadang Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayang Badanta
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammā Sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa Iti peso bhagavā arahā Vijjācarana sampanno sukato loka vidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Buddho bhagavato Sakato bhagavato dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehipasiko upanayito Chachitang paititadbo vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Ujupatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Nyayapatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Samichipatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho Yadidam tari purisa yukkani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato sakkasangho Ahuneyo pahuneyo Jakineyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyang ketang lokasati. sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Keep it as back to triple jammer. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namasmi. Okay. Okay, this morning, because Joyce and some of them and Michael, they are leaving at about 10 something. So I will reverse the schedule. So instead of meditation, we base it on this morning's meditation. You can have the Q&A session first. Then later only we do the formal sitting and walking meditation, followed by whatever daily mindfulness training that you find appropriate. Okay. Anybody got any meditation to report or any question to ask or any sharing to give? Anybody? Get the mic for her, yeah. Thank you.
Good morning, Brother Theo and everybody. This morning, I think yesterday I was meditating and I have silent Hapsati. Then it came to a stage. After the when you study, then I try to go to the heart.
Oh, okay. Heart. Next time, don't go so fast. Because when you when you first get this anapanasati, you have to stabilize it. You cannot go very fast because all those who go is they have done it for quite a while. Understand? Don't be too eager to go to the heart. You must be patient because you haven't stabilized it. The good result is you are able to become peaceful and calm. That is very good. Means anapanasati has developed, mindfulness has developed, you got very little thought. Most of the time is aware of this breathing. That's why it calmed down. Then it gives rise to piti. Piti is a type of spiritual joy, spiritual calmness. Some call it spiritual rapture. It's the first time you able to experience it. Then what you need is to continue to relax into it and allow it to develop further until sukha, everything arises. Then wait until the mind very quiet, very calm. And then only you try to go and feel your heart. If you don't hit pasati, it's very difficult to go and feel the heart. So don't be too eager. Just continue the anapanasati, then just stay with the silent. Unless you do mind sweeping method, after you do for a while, then you stay at the heart, then suddenly you detect the heartbeat or detect any vibration. Then different. If you detect, means your sati is okay already, then you can stay there. Understand? Can understand? Very good. Continue.
Aware of the heartbeat, but for some time, then it's just subtle, it just go off. So I go back to my breathing in, breathing out. Then it come to a stage of where there's sensation around my leg, and then the sensation become very tense. Then there is a thought of like
aversion. You don't like that feeling.
You don't like on it, and it,
then the mind want to labor already, by the pain or numbness or whatever. So what you do after that?
After that, I do silence my mind.
Be with it.
And then
don't labor. Be with it. Don't resist. Don't do whatever thing. You just silent, be with it, and at peace with it. And then you see what happens.
So I was gather what you say. So I silent my mind and peace with it. Then the anger, the agitation aversion.
The distraction.
Distraction.
Does it go away? Very good. Sado. If it subsides, it's good. But it will come back on. Because it is not stable yet.
But the tense of the
tightness.
Tightness is still there.
So what you do?
So I still go back to silence my mind.
Okay, you forgot one step. You remember the four support for meditation? The first support is what? Relax. So when you realize that there is still tension, there is still distraction, you must relax. So the four support for meditation, this one is awareness based meditation. First one is relax. Second one is silent mind, maintain awareness. Silent mind or just aware. Third one is stabilize it 24 hours. If possible, make it continuous so that you are ever mindful. Okay? Then the last one is don't even do anything. Trust. Just allow the nature to do. Means you trust your nature. You don't allow the thought to interfere. You don't allow the thought to create movement. Just silent. So this one is like the 6R. The 6R say, you recognize that there is a distraction at the leg. That's why you went down. Then when you went down, you realize the thought has started to react. Because this is not a sensation that you like. So this is where the hindrance comes in. When you have aversion or dislike, it is the ill will. Five hindrance, the second one. Sensual desire, ill will. First one is like you feel very calm, very peaceful, very blissful. If you attach, you will know one. Understand? Then it becomes a sensual desire. But initially, you don't worry. You just experience it. Make it very stable. Then if it's a sensual desire, you will label your, this is very nice. I want this repeated. And then it becomes a sensual desire. Understand? But if you know it's part of the meditation, the moment the mind is trained, the trained mind is peaceful, silent, and just aware within. Then pity will arise. The byproduct of a calm mind will arise. You relax into it. Then pity can become sukha, very blissful. Then you continue to stabilize it, experience it, and relax into it. Everything that happens, relax into it. Even those who do concentration, one-pointedness, absorption, the energy will build up. If they don't know how to relax and allow it to come back to normal awareness, it's very difficult for them to develop the wisdom and the understanding and the insight. It's very difficult for them to awaken to the Buddha Dharma. So always remember the first step, relax. After you relax, maintain silence. That's why you say, you remember what I say, you just silent and be with that so-called pain or distraction or whatever that you don't like that feeling. But where you didn't labor, you are able to be with it and peace with it. Then you realize it ceased to be. It disappeared. It's gone. This is how you slowly develop the understanding. Who's that? Oh, who left this behind? Oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, this is how you meditate, which is very good. Then after that, he can, she can still feel through the awareness that there is still tension down there, even though that pain is no more, tightness and tension. So you're supposed to relax into it. That's why I say she forgot one part. She went back and silenced her mind again. You can, but when you silent, you become calm again. Means you overcome it through a conditioned mind, which is calmness. Sometimes it works, because if you are very stable in your concentration and your sati, it will make you very peaceful. Then you will forget about those sensations, because your calmness is more strong, understand or not, compared to that tactile sensation. But that is not the way to develop wisdom. You can try, you can play with it, then you find out for yourself. Yeah? You are doing investigation. You don't have to believe what the Buddha say, what I say. You find out. So for our case, it's very good. The only thing she forgot is to relax. So the 6 hours is the same. Recognize that there is tension, there is tightness. You have to release it. Release means got nothing to do with this. Then after that, you relax your mind. You check your forehead there. If any tension, any tightness or what, you relax. Then after you relax there, if it's still there, then you silence your mind and feel, then be with that tension also. Don't do anything. Be with the tension and again, remember just to relax. At peace with it. Don't have anything to do with it. Even earlier on when Brother Tay, well, I talked to him, he said, off and on, he said, the thing that disturbed him at the head there is still calm. I said, don't worry. I said, you just silent, be with it, at peace with it. Anything, when you be with it and at peace with it, because you are silent without thought, thought cannot project, thought cannot delude, stir, and create all those conditioning. Then you don't give it any more thinking or thought energy, then the energy cannot build up. Understand? Then it will cease to be. Then later on, when you become more skillful, you just silence everything. After you relax, you just silence. Then aware. So this 3-step is very important. You do until this mind become completely silent. Then wherever it is located, it will be very sensitive, like what Pang went through. After the heartbeat becomes very clear, then it becomes more and more subtle and then silent. Then after that he realized wherever he locates this mind, even at the forehead, he can feel the vibration, at the hand, everywhere he can feel the vibration. And this means the sati is already more refined. Your mind is already in sati. That's why you can feel all this. Then the very subtle breathing, all of the vibration, everything you can feel. But you need to understand that all these are part and parcel of your physical body and your mind inside. The form and mind is in a state of flux, ever vibrating. That's why now you can see. So you are not a permanent unchanging entity that is not changing and not moving. Then you realize everything inside you has these characteristics of impermanent. Later on, the insight will come out at the heartbeat there. Because every time pop up, it's birth, death, born, die, arise, pass away. So all these, they are connected to your breathing. That's why breathing in, breathing out. It's another way of like walking, the birth of the footstep, then the step go down, the death of the footstep. So that footstep is a phenomenon, understand not? So how does that phenomenon arise? There are conditions behind, because the mind wants to do walking, understand not? Then walking has its phenomenon. Breathing also has its phenomena. It has its birth and death, rising and passing away. Then some call it the in and out breath. So whatever word you use is not important. It's just a concept. But when your mind is with it, there is no word. Then if you are silent long enough, you will see very clearly that everything that arises, there are causes and conditions behind. And whatever that arises, if the supporting conditions is to be, then you will cease. But then you realize everything is like that. Condition arising, supported by condition, it exists. When condition cease to be, it cease to be. Then there is a sudden understanding on the inside. It's not thinking on. Like last time I remember during the early day, I was aware at the heart area. Then all of a sudden I realized, this one is got nothing to do with a person inside there. Then first is I realized that it's impermanent because it's so fast, appearing, disappearing. Then later on when it becomes subtle also, same. The characteristic is always there. Whether fast or slow, when you have awareness, it's always there. Then I realized, hey, there is nobody inside there thinking. Even the thought, come and go. So fast. So there is no thinker behind. It's only a thought. And the thought thing itself, because it responds to memory. Because you input the consciousness. Then you start to understand. No wonder the Buddha says, it's non-self, not me. Because when you stay there long enough, silent enough, suddenly one day you awaken. Really nobody inside there, because it's just like that. Everything, condition arising, dependent, originating, ta-ta-ta-ta. Because the condition is consciousness trapped inside. The heartbeat, the pulse of life, then the vibration, then every part within your body, the cells, they are ever moving, vibrating in a state of flux. If you know science, every solid thing, you may see it like very solid, but actually it's atom and molecule and all those things inside vibrating. That's why everything is in a state of flux, never stable. Water also never stable, finds its own level because of gravity. Then you realize energy is the thing that moves all these things. Then you realize the pulse of life is everywhere, in the midst of nature and life. Their characteristics are everywhere. Then as you reflect and contemplate after the meditation, as you come out, your mind becomes very different. Then you start to see the deep meaning of what the Buddha meant by the universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering, state, and non-self. Unless you silence your mind, you cannot have the ability to feel all this. That's why the real meditation is without thought. If you use thought, you go and find. You cannot be sensitive, so sensitive. You cannot feel all these things. But thought won't feel. Thought just think. Then thought very good at what? Nothing. You know what is nothing? Verbalization. Creating concept. It's just like you say microphone. The moment you introduce this microphone, you don't see already. You cannot silence your mind to be aware. You have the picture, the image of microphone, and the idea of microphone, then you think you see. Asana. The Dhamma also same. You don't go deep into it and investigate. People say, oh, no, Buddha, oh, I know, life is suffering. Cause suffering, you can even quote craving. Then they ask you, what is craving? Oh, three types of craving. We have the book say, Kama Tangha, Bawa Tangha, Bawa Tangha. What is it? Don't know. You only know how to quote now, but you never go into it. You never develop the understanding of it at the mind level. You never really go in. So the Buddha's teaching is to be understood through investigation. That's why you have to go into the mind. Through the silent mind, you need to investigate and understand. So meditation is about investigation, understanding after that. That's why the factors of enlightenment, the first one is what? What is the factor of enlightenment? First one is what? Seven factors of enlightenment. First one is? Sati. After sati is what? Dhamma vichaya. What is this? What is this? No, what is it? investigation. Dhamma investigation. Sarah. That's why immediately when you train your mind to have sati, then you must investigate Dhamma. How do you investigate? What are the Dhamma you investigate? The Buddha already told you, Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, 183, 21, 22, they investigate it. Then the three evil root, does it make you evil? Dhammapada verse 1, when you act, speak and think with the three evil root, with the unwholesome mind, suffering will follow you. Is it true? When I have anger, do I suffer? That's why you have to investigate by silencing your mind. Then when there is anger, it's the best time to find out. To investigate. Is this suffering? Is this stressful? If you don't silence, you won't know. You get angry and become so violent until transgression and you hit out and create all the karma, yet you don't know that you are stressing yourself and harming others. That's why learn to love yourself, learn to feel yourself, learn to be peaceful. Learn to be aware, learn to understand who you are, what you are. Then only you can take charge of your life. Then only you can understand what is going on. Then only there is a possibility of transformation and change. Otherwise, like I used to tell you, you can go for retreat for umpteen time, no use. You can meditate 20, 30, 40 years, not much use. Because you are going into a conditioned state and you never investigate and you never understand that sati is very important. And you have to develop it in a formal meditation or retreat until it's so stable, until you can be in that state in the ordinary day-to-day living. Means the daily mindfulness. When you return to society, when you go back to your work environment, when you go back to your daily life, can you still develop the heedfulness, means ever mindful to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path? If you cannot do that, means you don't have heedfulness. If you don't have heedfulness, means the Buddha said you are heedless. Then heedless is as if dead. Spiritually you are dead. Then how you expect to progress? Then how you expect to become enlightened? Understand that? So ultimately the real meditation is about training your mind to be heedful and to use it to cultivate in daily life. That is the real one. Okay? So you always remember, after sati, you investigate Dhamma. Then what happened after you investigate the Dhamma? If let's say the Dhamma stand up to investigation, it's the truth. Then you have so much joy and faith in the Buddha. He is so wise, he can tell me all this. And when I investigate, it's really like that. Then you're confident, what you do? You quickly go and investigate Dhamma, but I was too. Oh, then you realize, the Buddha said, if I act, speak and think with a wholesome mind, free of all this evil root, but with all the virtue and the goodness, happiness will follow me. Just like the shadow that never leaves. You go and check. Just like just now. Learn to love yourself. Have love. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Then, when you love yourself, you never harm yourself. You wish yourself well-being and happiness. That's why you radiate metta. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. Then may it be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. Then may it be free from all suffering, physical, man. You feel it. Then you feel that you are very good, you are very calm, the energy is very positive. There is well-being inside. There is inner peace. This is the beginning of meditation. So the benefit of meditation is when you do it correctly, there is inner peace, there is well-being. Then there is clarity because you don't think like before. You are not heedless anymore. Then because you have clarity, you can see things as they are because there is sati and samadhi. Then you develop wisdom. Then the spiritual faculty fall into place. Then you can understand spiritual teaching very fast. That's how you move. So after you investigate Dhamma and stand up to investigation, you got so much confidence and faith in the Buddha, your faith becomes unshakable. Then it will drive you to cultivate. Correct not? What is that energy that drives you? What is virya? Third factor, enlightenment. Spiritual zeal. Spiritual tenacity to walk this way or zeal. Or tenacity. Long Paul also talked about seven factor enlightenment. He said without seven factor enlightenment, you cannot be enlightened. Luckily, he speaks in Pali, that's why I understand. So all these are in a sequence. That's why the Buddha put it this way. Then after you have virya, it drives you to cultivate. What happened? You will develop sati until very stable. Then like anapanasati, what they did and what they go through. All of them, after they become very peaceful because of the stable anapanasati, what do they experience? Pity. So pity is a form of enlightenment factor. Understand or not? Pity. Then the fifth enlightenment factor is paucity. After pity, actually, it will go to sukha. But sukha is too blissful. This is bliss. And this is not an enlightenment factor. That's why the Buddha said, if you attach to bliss, you cannot progress. Every time you meditate, you want that state. Because it's so blissful. Understand now? That bliss, I tell you, is really blissful inside. You cannot explain one. It's so blissful until your whole body like tingling. Some describe as goose pimple, everything. Then like you cannot control. It's so blissful inside until this body also like how you describe, I don't know how to describe. It's like the word tingling is quite appropriate. You feel so good. The whole body just like that. But you have to relax into it. Otherwise, you're stuck there. Understand? So this is not an enlightenment factor. Always remember. That's why those who do jhana, the five jhanic factor, what are they? Vitaka, vichara, which is initial application of thought, and the sustained thought. You sustain that thought. That's why they focus. They apply the thought there. They note. They think that is aware, but actually they don't use the thought to know. Then they focus there. They concentrate there. Then they sustain that thought there until the thought build out into energy. Then after that, because the thought build out energy, you cannot think. Understand? Because you cannot think, it's like you have sati, but you are not in sati. Understand? That's why pity arises. That is the only enlightenment factor. No? Then after pity arises, sukha arises. Understand? That's why the fourth jhanic factor is sukha. Then you know what they do? They enjoy that bliss, the sukha, the calmness. They go and concentrate one-pointedness. They fix everything there. Then they develop the energy field. They go. That's how they went into Appanna Samadhi. Then the mind, like, completely no consciousness at all. The mind cannot move. Like, it's so silent, so still, so peaceful. That's why all those in jhana, it's like they are enlightened. It's a conditioned state of mind, conditioned by the concentration, the calmness, and the absorption. And the mind cannot move, means like no thought. But no thought, because everything is held in one-pointedness within the thought. Because who says no thought? The thought says no thought. They say no thought is still a thought that is in concentration, in ekagata or one-pointedness. And that is still within the field of thought. That's why it cannot transcend. That's why you have to release out the ordinary conscious mind. They call it upacara samadhi. Not apana, not in absorption. Means you release the energy field until normal state of awareness. But this normal state has samadhi. Understand? Means it's collected, unwavering. That's why it's upacara samadhi, but not apana samadhi. The other one is kanika samadhi, moment to moment. That one is not stable enough. If you don't make it continuous until the Buddha said, ever mindful, constantly meditative, you are still not in heedfulness. That's why ever mindful is upacara samadhi, but it's not in concentration. So they call that excess concentration, upacara samadhi. Excess means what? Before you access apana samadhi, you are at the threshold of going in, before you go in. That is the samadhi that you need. Understand? So it's not the concentration. Can follow that? So what happens is, if you continue to relax into sukha, that's why the key thing is relax and silent, then paucity, this is the silent mind. This will arise. Silent mind. This pasati, the silent mind, is the meditative mind. This one can understand. That's why you need pasati. Then when pasati stabilizes, it becomes samadhi. Then after that, sati samadhi will allow you to see things as they are, without the mind stirring, without distortion, without conditioning. It just see things as they are, without word, without concept, without anything. Then you will just understand, you will just awaken. So this is how finally the 6 and 7 enlightenment factor arise, samadhi. Then upeka. Upeka is equanimity. Equanimity born of wisdom. Well, after you have the ability to see things as they are, the direct seeing will awaken you. And that wisdom will make your mind equanimous. Means you will not be deluded by form. You will not be deluded by all the mental state, all the thing that you perceive, all the thing that you become conscious of in this world, all the feeling that arise. You will not be deluded by it anymore. That's why the mind does not stir. The mind does not react. The mind does not get entangled, does not become foolish anymore. So this upeka is equanimity with wisdom born of panya. Okay? So we thank her for the good condition. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Any more you want to report? Yes.
Usually before I go into I will do metta.
Very good.
Because there's it goes very fast, go into sati. So
yeah, because metta is a very good way of actually bring the mind back to focus, because you got something for the mind to do. If you like love and metta, you like to wish yourself well and happy, other beings well and happy, then there is a focus on yourself. There is a mind that can direct you to do that. And because that brings about inner peace and inner well-being, that's why he said easy to go into sati or silent. You can use that. Any of the skillful means can lead you there. That's why metta can lead to absorption too, jhana, if you do it properly. Then what happened?
So when I was in sati stage, suddenly there is a thought. And with the thought, I remember what you say. Then I said, suddenly there's another thought. Oh, there's illusion.
That's what the thought tells you. No problem. You have to investigate.
There's another thought come in to counter-attack the other thought. And it tells me there's just a thought and there's illusion as what
When you listen to Dhamma, you develop right view, you develop understanding. Then as you become aware, when you investigate, when you understand, this become a form of contemplative wisdom, manasana. Then it will stay in your nature. Then this one can arise. It's not from the thought, it's from your contemplative understanding. Then when this thought try to delude you, this one will know. This one has the understanding, the Dhamma. Then he said, no, this is not the one, this is delusion. Then you will know. Then because she remember what I say, then you continue.
Then the thought, it just go off, it's just so back to my...
Yeah, what I told her and share with you all this morning, it's just a thought. How come it has power to make you like that? And, what has thought to do with all those things? Where the characteristic is, it arises and pass away. Thought is condition arising. So if you deluded by it, you will grasp, hold, cling and give meaning. And then thought got power, understand? Thought has power after that. That's why it can condition you to react and do things. That's why when you understand, you just allow it to be. Thought is just thought, come and go. But you silent, you will know what type of thought, understand? Then how did it arise? Because of your accumulation, your views, your conditioning, your accumulated memory, that's why thought it responds to memory. And all this you will see very clearly. And then you will know how to deal with all these things. You will know how to straighten your view. So next time, when you sit and meditate, this dark of thought will not arise because you already straightened your view. Then you understand that the Dhamma keep on arising. Then finally, when you have the Dhamma, it develops into wisdom. Then the Dhamma is not important anymore. Where the wisdom will protect you already. Initially, you need Dhamma to stay on course, to take you along, like the raft that takes you across the other shore. The moment you reach the other shore, you have understand, you don't have to carry that raft along. Don't have to every time also must have memory to remember what Dhamma, five aggregate of form of mind, Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vinaya, you go and memorize. No use on it, I tell you. You should try to understand, don't go and memorize. Understand means when you understand, it's there one. No need to memorize. But when you don't understand, you recall memory. What did the book say? What did Brahmadeva say? What did the Buddha say? Because it's not from your understanding, the heart there. It's every time you try to relieve from, retrieve from memory. So those who give talk or share with you based on notes and memory, you will know one. It's not spontaneously from the heart one. It's all knowledge. They try to retrieve, try to remember, try to. That's why it's not spontaneous one. So the one from memory one, you have to make a note. But initially, you got no choice. Without memory, you actually cannot say anything, cannot do anything. You are so used to memory. But later on, when wisdom arrives, when you understand, you speak from the heart, then it speaks direct from your understanding, from your heart. And that one, no memory. But you still need memory. Like sometimes I share with my Kayamita, I need to remember who they are. So I have to retrieve memory. But my memory is very lousy. If you don't come often, I cannot remember who are you. I have to ask, can I know your name? Really, sorry. Because this one is not no more like before. Want to remember, have to remember, or try to remember. Cannot, because it's non-grasping. Unless there is condition to recall and remember. If you used to come, then if this nature can see your sincerity, your diligence, then it will rejoice. And then it will have an impression of that form and mind. That's why then it will recall. Then you will know what to do. Then it will impart the appropriate understanding. Then it will share. And I want this question all to be asked in the comment section where everybody can learn from each other so that you learn faster. Understand? It alone, no point. I answer you so you cannot understand what I say. But in a group, because the group consciousness, where you listen and get the experience of others, you save a lot of time. You don't have to do all those things and all those mistakes again, just like what Lily reported. You all can laugh. But when the next time you have this situation, then you recall, oh, that time Lily, the thought come in and created all those because the conditioning. Amitofo means funeral, then panic and all that. So all this, you learn from her experience. Because you are, then you are not deluded anymore. But you have to listen attentively and reflect and connect until very clear, until you can apply it. If you listen and commit to memory and you cannot apply, that is not Dhamma investigation. That is trying to memorize whatever Dhamma, like in school, you study. You memorize the formula and do all the maths, you get all the answers correct, 100 marks. But you cannot apply what you know. Because you memorize, it's not from first principle. So sometimes it becomes so rigid, you memorize. So when the questions slightly vary, in the university, always like that one, the lecturer, some they say they got certain character. So you know in university Malay, they use this word, pardon me, I use it. Is it the lecturer very cocky or got this style? Then they call that lecturer, I think it's Dr. Ong Kok Sing. He's a cocky thing. Well, he like to trick you. Before he said question, I remember material science. He like to play badminton. So first college, second college, we play with him. Then they ask him question. Exam coming. Can give some hint. He said, beat me first. Badminton. Oh, he challenged. Anybody beat, he give you one hint. But the hint useless. You go in another question the other way around. So a lot of people actually remember, Li Go Seng Zai, very, very difficult. But certain lecturer very good one. They very scared you fail one. Yeah. I remember there was one T Tiam Teng, Triple T, he plastic man. You ask Suyan Mi Fong, they know. I don't know whether they taught you or not, T Tiam Teng. The Taiwan PhD. You know what he did? He saw everybody laughing, no, don't pay attention. He worried, Then tutorial, he come with a question. And he see a lot of people didn't really bother. But he didn't know we all very good. So the answer also he provide one. Then he tell us one, please do your tutorial, he said, very important. Then he see people say, like, if you got no time, no need to do all. But this question, this question, this question, you want to do. And the exam really come out. I tell you, you laugh like that. These are the good lecturer. Because you want to have lecturer like that. So Dhamma is the same. But if you depend on good lecturer like that, you never learn. Your answer also given. So if I become like Ti Tiam Teng, Dr. Ti Tiam Teng, answer also all give, then you just memorize and go in. You can get 100 mark, full mark, very good, great. But did you learn? Unless you do, you understand. Unless you take the question, then look at his answer, then you learn. Oh, he did like that. So the first principle, oh, no wonder. Oh, then it's very useful, understand? That's why all this that I share with you is from my understanding. Like answer given, no. Understand? Not only question, no. Answer also given, no. But you must investigate into it, understand it, reflect and contemplate. Like the Buddha said, he can only show you the way. You have to walk the path yourself. You have to understand. But you don't commit to memory, understand? Use your heart to investigate. That's why you need sati, understand? Mindfulness. Understand? Can follow? Now you know why the Buddha said, without sati, you are as if dead, heedless. That's why this is the first enlightenment factor. Without this, you cannot start. All meditation did. But when you don't understand this, you become gullible. You go and do all sorts of meditation. People give you all the technique, method. And you think by doing that, you do vipassana. You become so gullible. Then some, they say, oh, jhana. Got psychic, very cheeky. Aim for jhana. It's up to you, your life. But if you want to free your mind and develop understanding to have a good life, my advice is be heedful. That's it. Follow the advice of the Buddha. You haven't finished, your question. Yeah, you continue. Yeah.
This morning I try again, after sati, I try to bring back to my heart. I did get the vibration, and then I think it's a bit confusing. It goes with my breathing again, so I don't know whether it's the the heart vibration or my breathing in breathing.
So when you have this situation, Miss Wan, she too eager to go there. I didn't say you go there straight away. You know, Pang took how long or not? He also at least quite a while. He already 2 years with me. Until recently only he can feel the heartbeat, You one retreat only you want to go to the heart. You cannot. You just change over from another object of meditation, and then this one you think you they call it bullet train. Oh, cannot. Initially you walk also don't know which direction, destiny where also don't know. Then suddenly you want to go on bullet train, cannot. You must slowly, patiently develop the training until this sati and silent mind become very stable, like just now what I said. If your mind sweeping method, you do properly, it will be quiet and you reach the silent mind very fast. Then after that, as you sweep, because you are used to that training, you can locate the mind at the place you want. And that means your calmness is more stable, your awareness is more stable. Then when you move it down to your heart, that's why I say when you are there, you just feel. Don't think. Feel. Feel means what? Put the mind there. Then let the phenomena come to you. Then if you can detect any vibration or your heartbeat, stay there. Understand? Not? Stay there means what? Be with it. At peace with it. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Otherwise, like she tried to know. Then she said, like connected to the breath, no? Then don't know whether it's the breath vibrating or the heart vibrating. Wow, who say that? The thought. That's why I say don't try to know, just silent. Then don't go to the heart. Who go? The thought want to direct the thing. And when you direct, that is not sati anymore. Understand? No? The meditation, you don't direct, you just silent, stay. Then wherever you want to be, you just silent and aware, feel. Just feel. Feel means what? Because when you have sati, you're very sensitive. Just like yesterday when Pang shared, he can feel the vibration. Then I told you, after that, if you go home when he sleep or here, when he go back and sleep, he will feel all the vibration between the contact of his body with the bed or with whatever. Then you put your hand like that on the floor. All the vibration is there, very clear. And that is the real sati. If you put there, you only got the sensation, the coldness of the floor, then no other thing. Means your sati is not stable yet. So, means you don't have the pasati yet. That one only can feel. But when you can feel until that feeling is not the one yet you want because that is still gross, you can feel the vibration of every movement inside yourself. And that is the real sati. You can relax, but you just maintain silent. Be with it. Always remember, I write it down better. You know what is be with it? Or not? Like you pato that time. Your girlfriend sit at the side. Be with it and silent. Don't talk. Then how you feel? You feel very good, you know, your girlfriend. But this one, don't treat it like girlfriend. Just be with whatever that arrives. Because the awareness is not a person. Just like you feel for somebody. You feel for yourself. You just feel. Then when you feel, you can know your mood, your emotion, everything. If you don't feel, you don't know what is going on. But when you feel, it's very near sati. That's why feeling is very near the true mind. That's why I say whatever you do, that your mind can feel is more real than the consciousness that creates. Like all within your seeing consciousness. The moment you open your eye, you perceive, they arise already, understand? Like this hall, what do you see? Buddha Rupa, the light, and me. My voice, my body. All this that you come to perceive, is it real? Because it's only images, no? You don't even have any tactile contact, no? That's why there's no reality, understand? It's just condition arising, like magician, arise already. Close your eye, disappear already. Then you realize, I'm really like a magician, no? That's why the Buddha say, consciousness is, the energy is like a magician, no? Or illusion, create illusion for you to see. Then you realize, who created all this? That's why the Buddha's saying, mind is a forerunner of all things. Mind is cheap. When mind arrives, everything comes. And then you realize, the Buddha is true. What the Buddha said is the perfect truth. That's how you create through your consciousness. Then when you close your eye, cease. No more. Disappear. That's why not real. But whatever that you can feel with your mind, at least that is more tangible, even though it's just moment to moment. Understand? Like you brush your teeth. I say you try. The only reality is that sensation, understand? The taste and the sensation of that action. There is no concept of toothbrush and all those things. Where you're fully aware, whatever that you can detect, that sensation, that feeling is at least more real. Even that one, as real it can be, within that moment, next moment, they ain't gone. So everything is empty, impermanent, anatta, non-self, not what you think. And then you start to understand clearly what the Buddha meant. Just now what I want you to understand is be with it. Be with it. Then at peace with it. At peace means what? Don't react. Don't go and create thought and stir. Just be. Then the silent mind will understand. Yeah. Then that phenomenon will cease to be. Well, when you are with it without any intention of stirring it or disturbing it or trying to suppress and control, that is the third way of meditation that the Buddha teach, to overcome any unwholesome thought or distraction. Just aware, silent. Be with it, at peace with it. Don't even come up with any idea, thought or what. Just do. Don't want to know. Then that silent mind understand by itself. Like the Buddha said under Dhammanupassana, it will understand how the unarisen hindrance come to be. Because before it arise, it was not there. Because you are silent, you come to know how the mind stir through the sense, contact, consciousness. Then after a while, you stay with it, you don't do anything, it ceases to be, where there is no supporting condition. Then you realize, this is how it disappears. Means when there is no greed, hatred and delusion, all the defilement, condition arising state cannot stay. It will cease. Oh, then you understand how it arises, how the arisen hindrance is to be. And then after a while, when this understanding stabilizes, then you develop wisdom, then you cannot be deluded by whatever that arises. Because it will come to pass. Then after that, after a while, then this one stabilizes until it cannot react like last time because of this right view. Because you have this understanding. Right? And then you can live life, become very different. And then you come to know the last part. You will come to know the non-arising of this hindrance in the future. It won't arise anymore. That is what the Satipatthana is all about. That is what meditation is all about. If you don't have mindfulness, sati, very stable, you cannot do that, I tell you. Okay? Understand? Okay. Good. Sadhu. So, these are all very important pointers. Last time I cannot teach all this and share all this because you are not ready. But this time around, because last year a lot of Kayanamita actually progressed very fast, then the condition now is very different. That's why there is condition for all this understanding to come out. You remember last time I used to tell the early year Kayanamita, just like what the Buddha said, the handful of liver. Because there are so much of this understanding within the cultivation, I cannot immediately share with you because you are not ready, understand? During the early day. Then initially I have to prepare you all, like kindergarten, learn ABC, then learn how to form words, and then only learn how to make sentences, understand? That's why the essential Dhamma, I have to go back to the essential Dhamma, I have to link it up. Then I have to explain the Four Noble Truths. Because a lot of people don't understand, then they say, well, no. But they always repeat one, repeat one, repeat one. Correct, isn't it? You ask Sri Anand and see, before. In his house, you know what I teach him? For 6 over years. Five hindrance, three years. The what they call advice of the Buddha. Dhammapada was 1, 2, 21. And that one can last for 6 over years. You think I repeat? You ask them and see. Every time you listen, it's different again. Every time you listen, it's different again. Then when you understand it, you listen, it's different again. Why? Because this Dhamma is for all levels. That's why I say, cater for all. Whether you new, very experienced, or even enlightened, you come and listen. it cater for all, because it's spoken from that level down. So anybody who wants to understand depend on your parami, your understanding at that level. You can only receive up to that level. Beyond that, you cannot understand, because you haven't cultivated. Just like the silent mind, if you have not cultivated properly, if you have not developed the silent, you cannot understand. But you are lucky this time around. Well, some new one also can silent herself. That's why they can have an understanding, which is very good. Means they have good roots. Understand? Especially those who do other type of meditation. Understand? The first night, there's a lady at the back there. Say last time he do some other technique and method. Now he tried to go Anapanasati. I say nothing to do with the Anapanasati or that meditation. You have to understand what you do. These are skillful means to train the mind. This is not the meditation. And then you won't get caught. You won't become gullible. That is what meditation is all about. You do with understanding. Like Brother Teo, he got it in. Every time I repeat that, meditation has to be done with understanding. Otherwise you are wasting your time. You become gullible. That's why I spend time on the first phase of Dhamma, Pariyatti. Okay? Sadhu. You finish. Oh, very good. We thank her again. What's your name? Lao. What? Oh, Achui. Lao Achui. Achui, very remember. Easy. We got one Chui. Oh, you cannot step on her tail. You step on her tail, that one, spontaneous. The latent tendency, dominant. You talk politics, you argue, you cannot. We call her what queen? Birthday queen. She every time encourage all the kayame, you must do something. Go birthday. So we call her birthday queen. But she has changed a lot. Over the years, she toned down a lot and she developed understanding. And now she don't argue anymore. But that defilement is still very strong. If you really, really touch on that, then after a while when she becomes healer, she can react on it. Then she will really tell you, in the class, she argued with me or no last time. Oh, you know, I don't agree, not like that one. You say, how can you don't do anything? All Buddhists like that, you say. Then I let her explain. You know, Buddhists let things be. You know, what also don't want to do. Other people climb over your head. Also you don't care. Let things be. Then I have to explain to her. When I say let things be, I don't mean don't act. No, don't do anything. No. You act with understanding, wisdom to resolve it amicably. No. Not like you want to argue, want to fight, want to like that one. No, want to go demonstrate. I say different people got different ways of bringing harmony and peace. That's why we invoke power of merits. Anasana. That's why we chant. Anasana. Blessing for the nation. Remember? Devo Vasatukaharya. We invoke. And through nature's law, it moves faster. Anasana. The consciousness improves. But they cannot understand. They must go demonstrate. They must go and participate. Not to say you cannot. People who like that, believe in that, they can go. But you have to understand, the individual have a choice. There are better way of doing things. So resolve it amicably means nobody get hurt. Understand? So through what? Invoking power of merit so that the king can be virtuous, the rulers can be virtuous or righteous. Then the king also can be righteous. And then, because of this, the consciousness will shift. Then they will get the right leader. Understand? That's why Mrs. Ho give metta.
Brother Teo.
Yes. They want to go back again. Okay. We would like to thank all of them. You want to say something? Okay, no problem. All already forgiven. I make that vow whomsoever from the distant past until now and in the future, whether knowingly or unknowingly, cause any karmic negativity, all this will be forgiven. You only need to ask for forgiveness and it will be forgiven. Sadhu. Sadhu. Very wholesome is meant to be. You know what is Om Pemi Memi Hom? It's a Guan Yin's mantra for blessings, for guidance, for protection. And you all have been blessed because it came in through mudra from one of the Kayamita and sent all over. We rejoice again. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Guanyin's nature also rejoice, because a lot are very sincere. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, before a Joyce left, you want to say something? So that we can thank you profusely for all that you have done. And we should actually rejoice in this wholesomeness. Because it's meant to be, if not somebody leave early, our schedule will not be changed accordingly. So all these are meant to be. Meant to be means what? That's why I say, don't be rigid, accord and flow. When condition like that is like that, and I will know what to do. Whatever that is agreed on the program is not cast in steel. Understand? Wisdom is like that. You accord and flow. Got condition, thing arise, no condition, thing cease to be. That's why you have to cultivate wisdom, understanding, to see the condition, and to plant the seed of beautiful condition, so that the fruition of it can also arise. This is what Dhamma is all about. This is what the law of karma is all about. This is what the law of nature is all about. Have goodness, and goodness will take care of you. Okay? Ah, you want to say something? Oh. Pass the mic to her. Where's the mic? Huh? Pass the joy. Huh? Anyway, we would like to thank them all, huh, for all their help and all this thing. For all their good intention. Yeah? As Kayanamita to benefit all. Yeah. Okay, yeah, Joyce.
Namo Tabe Kwan Shin
Prasa.
Namo Tabe Kwan Shin
Prasa. Sada.
Namo Tabe Kwan Shin
Prasa. Sada.
The compassion and the love of Kwaning spread far and wide. May this blessing give rise to all the calamities, to have a very fruitful cultivation in the spiritual path. I couldn't sit very still for almost an hour today, and I don't really know the reason why, but I did very well this morning in the shrine hall. But I know there was some energy going through, and I needed to probably share, I don't know. And I know I needed to do something, and I guess Om Mani Padme has always been my mantra. And I hope this mantra has touched the hearts of many. Have faith, and your journey will be with ease and with confidence. Sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why it's meant to be. Yeah, I was observing something happened, then I was looking at her. Then on the way out before the car, I passed by the room and I saw her again. Then she knew, Vatio, there is something I must do. Yeah, I said, I don't know what you must do. I know there's something you must do. That's why actually the Kuan Yin's nature and energy, everything is just the nature of Kuan Yin just manifests. Because, like she said, great compassion, great love, and he really rejoices with all this. Then that's why this morning I very strange. As I walk into the hall, 7:25. Actually, before that, 6 to 6:30. Even when I left for you all to do the meditation, the weather was still very normal, though, sunny. Then all of a sudden, when I walk in at 7:25, I can feel the chill. Then I said, how come like that? Then I look out of the window. Wow, the whole scenery out there is like when I was in Anandagiri, we do the Kuan Yin Chan and Sumeru that time. Then I realize it's going to be very cold, like misty like that. Then just now I look at the sky, you can see the sunlight. But up there, the whole sky is like covered with a type of very strange type of cloud. Very misty. And those are the environment that this cultivator and great beings that follow Kuan Yin's nature, they like to have this type of climate and condition. That's all of a sudden you can feel the chill on, suddenly come. A lot of you all, I think, you go back and take your cardigan and all those things. My wife also went back then. Before also feel then. Kumoy also went. Because you can feel it. Even now, there is a type of chill. Then the stillness, just now when she shared, suddenly quiet until mic also quiet. So a lot of things you may not understand, but no need to understand. You can feel it on. When your heart is sensitive, when you have the understanding, you can feel and you will know. That's why don't try to read or have psychic. your nature is very different, very powerful. And this one, whatever you can feel, understand, is very near the truth, or much better than what the thought tells you. But this one is something you really feel with your nature, and you understand this is what is happening, and why I cannot believe that. So, once again, this is to give you faith. The blessing all has been given because the mudra came through Mimi. And you should see how it happened. So beautiful that he blessed this direction, that direction, all over, then out, then finally to all. Then stop. After that, the chanting also stopped. So all these are meant to be. And it's so graceful. Actually, I was thinking of get a camera to, but no point, because I am still chanting. I have to actually help out to read it on this. So next time when you see if you got the time, you take your camera and you. It's very beautiful, just like the mudra. You even write all those words and all those things. Then the blessing went. Or when it went, the energy was very fine, very strong. Then my nature also sent. That's why when there is condition, you receive. So in Hokkien, Jia Bi Liao. Really, you don't know. This is going to help you a lot. So I like to rejoice too and thank. What I should say, Joyce, for that. Yeah, she very sincere. She was the one that involved in the chanting of Kuan Yin, used the house, her house, before we went to Anandagiri. You remember the training? How many months was it? 3 months. And Achalo just appoint her to arrange everything. And Achalo said, you not only chant, chant 9 times. Then finally we chant how many times? 9 times. 9 times, then not only Sing Jing, the Tapicho. Last night, you know why I have to chant Tapicho? Because it's meant to be. I was at the dining there, then I look at the 84 manifestation, I rejoice. I say, so beautiful. Then I say, how wonderful that nature of Kuan Yin can actually bless and help so many beings. There's after that, Papa Suri, but we chant, great compassionate one. Oh, I say very good, today we chant. Last night we chant. So all meant to be. Then last night was only Sing Ching and Tapicho because they asked me, want to chant the other one. Karaniya Metta Sutta. I said, never mind. Last night don't chant, we chant these two. Well then this morning, the whole thing come already. So it is your parami. Ah, yes. Lend you or taught you. Yeah, very good. We should thank Tan Siong Sufu where she trained Padmasuri how to use the tok-tok-tok. That one very useful. And very funny, before we came for the retreat, Padmasuri come and talk to me. But shall I bring the tok-tok-tok? I said, yeah, bring along. Bring the tok-tok-tok. Then Ying Bi go and photostat that Pali chanting. I also didn't know until suddenly she took it out. Mahakara Jaya Mangala Gata. We must chant the Karaniya Metta Sutta tonight, maybe. Okay, thank you so much, Joyce, and the two of you. Sadhu, I rejoice. Then Michael, where are you? Thank you so much. He have a lot without letting people know. So Mi Feng also told me actually he has been helping together with the wise Sito in a very great way. We rejoice. We say sadhu, 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 sadhu. That's why when you have this understanding, you have gratitude towards what people have done for you. So likewise, when you see joy in all this, you should help people. Then when you do this for people, people also have a lot of joy. Then not only that, you receive all this wholesomeness back, so that in future when the condition is there, that's why you are so blessed, people help you, people plan the retreat for you to do it. It's because in the past you must have done it for people. But if you're very selfish, every time, I want to full-time meditate, I got no time, please don't give me duty. Then next time you go to retreat, also same. People will tell you the same thing. I also want to meditate full time, so you do the work. So it's like that. You have to understand. You reap what you sow. Don't be impatient. Like Joy sacrificed for so many years and so many retreats. A lot of them told me, even Yun Chan, because they are the organizing committee, and Sui An, they all, and before, they cannot full time do the retreat. They cannot full time do the retreat because they got a lot of duty. And so, like Joy said, this year she was very grateful to Alien. Yeah, Alien volunteered to help and take over a big burden of what she used to do. So this year she can really cultivate. So you see, like that is better. Because cultivation is not about sitting and doing alone. You have to prepare yourself. When the time comes, you will know when to sit. And the condition comes, things will happen because you are sincere. You have the faith. So persevere, have sincerity and have faith. The Dhamma will be there. You don't have to do anything. It's very simple. As I have faith, be sincere. Then just diligently walk the way. Don't try to know. Don't try to have the thought coming in. Why I so slow on? When is my turn? What is my number? You go like that. You sure have to wait very long. The queue. Like I used to tell my wife. He said, "Yeah, she's on class leg on." I say, yeah, she used to tell me as a joke. My wife actually, if she make up or lo pun, they say, then she look very pretty. I say, yeah, you lo pun. The line, the queue, call us lang out to KLCC. So you have to queue very long. You at call us lang out, you queue under KLCC, I tell you, very long. You want to take number, you end up like that. So, then by the time you reach there, already people taken. You only one can take. So just an analogy, okay? Thank you so much. Sadhu. Better go. You want to revert back to five precepts or not? You want to revert back to five precepts? Those living, Okay, if you take 8 precepts, you can revert back. I will administer the precept. Okay. Maybe we do it the Thai style. The five precepts. Anybody know how to request? The Thai style. Maybe you know how to request. Mayang Bante. Help. No. Help them. They recite after you. You are not taking the precept. They recite after you. Page 72. Is it? Mayang Mita. Mayang Mita.
For those who are leaving, please repeat after me.
Mayang
Mita. Ti Saranena Saha. Pancha Silani. Ya Chami. Dutiyampi. Mayang Mita. Ti Saranena Saha. Pancha Silani. Ya Chami. Tatiyampi. Mayang Mita. Ti Saranena Saha. Pancha Silani. Ya Chami.
Okay, now I will administer to you all the five precepts. You all recite after me. Panatipata Viramani Sikapadang Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikapadang Samadhiyami มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปดาสมาธิยามิสุรามิรยามัจจาปมาดัตตนาเวรมณีสิกขาปดาสมาธิยามิ Then listen อิมานิปัญจสีลาสิกขาปดานิสีเลนะสุกตินยันติสีเลนะโภกสัมปดานสีเลนะนิบุตินยันติตัสมาสีลังวิโสดีสาธุสาธุสาธุ Then you pay respect to the Triple Gem. Then always remember, these are the five precepts. They are the source of happiness, source of true wealth, source of peacefulness. Therefore, let precept of virtue be constantly purified and taken care of. Okay. So we bid them safe journey. Farewell. Okay, have a good trip. Have a safe trip.